弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，我们可以再一次的继续在教会来学习神的道理。
Thank God for His grace that we can once again gather in church to learn His teachings。
现在奉主耶稣圣名来跟你们查考在基督耶稣里的自由。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share the topic "Our Liberty in Christ Jesus."
我们最近读经在读加拉太书。
Recently in our Bibles, Bible reading, we've been reading the book of Galatians.
加拉太书让我们看到主耶稣基督的恩典是何等的大。
And the book of Galatians teaches us how great the grace of Jesus is.
特别是当我们读完了利未记之后。
Especially after we finish reading the book of Leviticus.
我们今天不需要再像旧约时代，如果罪要得赦免，需要献上祭物经过很繁琐的程序了。
Today we don't have to offer different sacrifices in order to atone for our sin or follow many details in the Old Testament.
今天在基督里的所有的门徒，每一个人都过一个很自由又很幸福的日子。
Today in Christ, we live a very free and blessed life.
这跟在旧约时代是很不一样的。
This is very different from the Old Testament.
那其中最宝贵的就是保罗在加拉太书里面所强调的基督里的自由。
And what is so precious is what is emphasized in the book of Galatians, which is our freedom in Christ.
那这也是加拉太书跟罗马书里面所强调的主耶稣基督的福音。
And also emphasized in the book of Galatians and Romans is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
加拉太书可以说是罗马书的浓缩版。
Galatians can be considered the summary
condensed
version of the book of Romans.
就是比较简单的。
It is simpler.
但是它的信息是一致的，一样。
But the message is the same.
因为他还是在强调。在基督耶稣里面，我们现在因信而被称义。
It tells us that through Christ we are justified through faith.
我们已经超越了律法所加给人的束缚跟辖制。
We have surpassed the restriction of the law.
因为律法的功用已经结束了。
Because the work of the law has been completed.
当主耶稣来了以后。律法它所要达成的功效，在基督里都得到成全。
After Jesus came, the purpose of the law was fulfilled in Christ.
那我们在读加拉太书的时候，也看到一个特色。
So when we read the book of Galatians, we see a special characteristic.
就是在这卷书里面，你都没有看到保罗有称赞在加拉太的众教会任何的优点。
We see that Paul does not praise any of the strengths of the Galatians.
这跟他写其他的书信不太一样。
And this is different from his other epistles.
不管保罗写罗马书还是哥林多前书，就算是写给哥林多教会的信也里面充满许多赞美的话。
His letters to the Romans and also to the Corinthians are full of words of praise.
我们都知道哥林多教会有很多问题。
We know that the Church of Corinth had many problems.
纷争结党。
There was divisions.
那又容忍罪恶存在教会里面，特别是那些淫乱的人。
And sin, especially sexual immorality, existed in the church.
甚至教会信徒之间互相控告。
And people in church were filing lawsuits against one another.
那又。又这个因为恩赐的关系造成混乱，就是灵言讲道、灵言祷告。那有时候教会聚会的时候，甚至领圣餐没有秩序，一团乱。
And there was chaos because of the spiritual gifts people had. For example, that some people could speak in tongues, and also during Holy Communion, there was no order.
反正我们在读哥林多前后书，发现好多问题。
When we read the book of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, we see a lot of problems.
但是保罗其实在信里面也对他们许多的优点加以赞美。
But Paul still talks about their strengths and praises them.
那这更不用说像在以弗所的教会或者在腓立比的教会了。
Even more so in the book of Ephesians and Philippians.
他写信给以弗所教会，他说想到他们的时候，或者写给腓立比教会常常想到他们然后就充满感谢。
When Paul wrote to the Ephesians and Philippians, he thanked God for them.
因为他们表现出许多爱心、信心的好的美德。
Because they showed many virtues.
但是唯独写给加太的信没有一句赞美话。
But only in the book of Galatians, there was not one word of praise.
而且非常严厉。
And he was very serious.
他非常失望。他非常失望。
He was very disappointed.
因为他说，怎么才没有多久，你们就离开了所信的这个福音，怎么就走差了呢？
He said, how could you turn away so soon from the gospel?
那怎么这么容易就被骗去信从另外一个福音呢？
How could you be deceived so easily to believe in another gospel?
那为什么教会里面会充满这些许多装假的信徒呢？
Why are there so many false believers within the church?
那他甚至讲了说，他希望这些人把自己阉了。
And he wished that these people would
把自己阉割了，就是说那个传假福音的人就是保罗很失望了。
He's very disappointed.
那这个就是说，他很奇怪，怎么会教会在这个福音的真理上？怎么那么容易就被引诱离开了这个原本他们所非常珍惜的这个道理呢？
He didn't understand how people could leave this gospel that they once treasured.
那所以我们今天晚上就来从加太书的第二章来看这个在基督耶稣里的自由是何等宝贵。
So tonight we'll study Galatians chapter 2 to see how precious the grace Christ has given us is.
我们先来看加太书第二章第四节。
We'll read Galatians chapter 2 verse 4.
加太书二章第四节。
Galatians 2 verse 4.
因为有拖着引进来的假弟兄，私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。
Verse 4, and this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage.
第四节有一个因为 是因为他要解释前面所讲的内容。
So in verse 4, he was explaining what he mentioned previous to this verse.
那第二章一开始的时候，保罗说他被拣选，也有可能是他第一次上耶路撒冷去之后，又过了14年，他第二次到耶路撒冷去了。
So 14 years after he first went to Jerusalem, he went to Jerusalem again.
我们知道保罗他被主耶稣选召之后，他是留在大马色3年的时间。
We know that after Paul was called by Lord Jesus, he stayed in Damascus for 3 years.
他后来到了耶路撒冷去见了彼得，见了主的兄弟雅各还有彼得基法。
And that he went to Jerusalem to see Peter and also the brothers of Jesus.
就是这是保罗第一次他信了主耶稣之后他第一次到耶路撒冷去见了当时候的使徒跟这些教会的领导人。
So after he believed, he went to Jerusalem and he met the apostles and these leaders in faith.
那到那个地方去就发现那里就算他很努力的去传福音想要去带领这些当时候跟他一样的犹太人、法利赛人来信主，但是不管用，还是人家跟他辩论，甚至人家想要杀他。
But when he arrived there, even though he preached very zealously to the Jews and Pharisees, people didn't believe him and even wanted to kill him.
那主耶稣也跟他特别显现，叫他回家，你不要，你赶快离开。你主要他做的工作不是在耶路撒冷。
And Jesus told him to depart from that place because his work wasn't in Jerusalem.
这个是在使徒行传22章，保罗他在描述他蒙召的这个见证的时候，他特别提出来的， 在异象里面主耶稣特别指示他离开耶路撒冷去。
And this is mentioned in Acts chapter 22 when Paul was testifying about his calling. He said that Jesus told him to leave Jerusalem.
所以后来保罗就回家去了，被送到他的家大树。
So Paul returned to his home in Tarsus.
那到了使徒行传第十一章，我们就看到那个巴拿巴后来去把保罗找出来，一起到安提阿做工。
And in Acts chapter 11, we read that Barnabas found Saul and brought him to Antioch to work together.
他就跟巴拿巴还有这些其他同工在教会里面一起敬拜神经过了一年左右的时间。
So he and Barnabas and some other believers worshipped God for about a year there.
那这当中也发生了保罗带着耶路撒冷这个他们的当时的那个奉献。到带着弟兄姐妹的奉献到耶路撒冷去救济当时候的百姓。
And it also records that Paul brought the offering of brothers and sisters to Jerusalem.
那加太书二章的第一节，这是保罗他自己说，又经过了十四年之后，他现在又跟巴拿巴一起上耶路撒冷去，这次是为了真理的缘故去开会的。
And in Galatians chapter 2 verse 1, Paul says that after these 14 years, he went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and it was to have a meeting.
那这个就是使徒行传第十五章在耶路撒冷开会那时候的背景。
And this is the background of the council that met in Acts chapter 15.
保罗跟巴拿巴现在这里又说他带着提多一起上耶路撒冷要去救真理跟使徒他们商量。
So Paul went with Barnabas and also Titus to communicate to others about the gospel.
二章二节是说他是奉启示上去的。
Verse 2 says he went up by revelation.
要把我在外邦人中所传的福音对众弟兄们陈说。
And communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles.
就是他要去述说主在外邦人当中所行的神迹奇事。神是主是怎么接纳外邦人，让他们也同得这个救恩的好处。
He was telling them the work of Christ among the Gentiles, that they could also receive the grace of salvation.
然后他说是在背地里对那有名望的人说的，是说他私底下对当时候教会这些领导人，或者是自己认为有的就是在带领工作的这些人来见证神。借着他们的手，在外邦人所做的工作了。
But it says, but privately to those who were of reputation. So he was telling them, privately to these leaders, what he did among the Gentiles.
好，那第三节，但是与我们同去的提多，他是希腊人，就是他外邦人，我们也没有勉强他要受割礼。
Verse 3, yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised.
那这个时候，保罗他所做的事情他做对了。
And what Paul spoke was correct.
那也证明说，他所传的福音跟他自己所行事为人跟对待弟兄姐妹的做法是一致的，没有互相矛盾的。
And it showed that there was no contradiction between the gospel he preached and his actions towards believers.
第四节他就说，因为他说有偷着引进来的假弟兄，那这一句话本来的意思就是说，那个私底下引进来的，私自引进来，那从旁边，就是从侧面呢，那要去窥探他们到底是怎么做事的人。有一群人是这样的目的。
And verse 4 says, because of false brethren secretly brought in, so these people they came in to try and spy out what they were doing.
好，那这个说明当时候有一些主的门徒保罗称他们为假弟兄。
So here it tells us that Paul considered some of the apostles false brethren.
那表示说他们并不是真的接受主耶稣基督所讲的福音的。
Which means that they did not truly receive the gospel preached by Christ.
那这些人是谁呢？
Then who were these people?
这个是本来就是犹太人。
These had been Jews.
他们是很在意律法的。
And they care a lot about the law.
他们认为律法不可以放弃的。
they think that we cannot get rid of the law.
他们是私自被引进来的。
They were brought in secretly.
那表示说，哎，当时候他们在洗礼的时候，在说这个人信了，那应该要接受洗礼。这个过程当中，事实上是有一些漏洞。
So in the process of them coming to believe and being baptized, there were some
就是说有一些破口，有些人是可以哦，他信了，他就接受洗礼，成为主的门徒啊。
There were some holes that some people say, "Oh, this person believes, so they can be baptized."
但是他内心里面可能不是真的要去顺服耶稣基督的福音的。
But perhaps in their hearts, they did not want to submit to the gospel of Christ.
他的观念还是没有改变。
Their concepts were unchanged.
他的观念本来就是，你今天要得救，一定要先守律法，要接受割礼。
So they believed that in order to be saved, you must follow the law and be circumcised.
信耶稣可以。
You can believe in Jesus.
但是要得救，对不起，要先行割礼，要守律法才行。
But to receive salvation, you must follow the law and be circumcised.
所以他们现在是以律法为本。
So they emphasize the law.
那相信耶稣，这个是你愿意接受，但是你律法你不可以，你一定还照着遵守才行。
And you can receive Jesus if you want, but you must follow the law.
那这跟保罗所讲的是刚好相反的。
So this is completely opposite to what Paul was preaching.
保罗跟彼得就是使徒们，他们所传的福音是信耶稣是最根本的。
Peter and Paul and the other apostles preach that you must believe in Jesus.
那你要不要守律法？如果你本来就是犹太人，你有守律法的这个生活，你就继续守没关系。
As to whether or not to follow the law, if you were already following the law, then you can continue to follow the law.
但是要记住，你不是因为守律法而可以得救。
But you have to remember that it is not because you follow the law that you are saved.
但是外邦人，如果你本来没有律法的
，But for Gentiles who did not originally follow
the law, 信耶稣之后
，After you believe in Christ,
你就不需要再像犹太人一样守律法、行割礼了。
You don't have to follow the law like the Jews do and receive circumcision.
因为有没有割礼、有没有守律法，这个已经不是重要了。
Because whether you follow the law or are circumcised, these are not important anymore.
重要的是信了耶稣基督。
What's important is that you believe in Christ.
我们现在是因着耶稣基督的救赎、他的宝血而被称义。
Through the salvation and the blood of Christ, we are justified.
所以是以主耶稣基督救恩为基础，才可以得救。
The salvation of Christ is our foundation.
但是现在这里说有这私自引进来的假弟兄。
But here it says false brethren secretly brought in.
然后他说他们私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，就是说他们从旁边进来，他们从旁边来侧面去观察，说，哎，保罗他是在怎么做事。
Who came in by stealth to spy our liberty which we have in Christ? So they came in from the side to see what Paul was doing.
就是说，哎，现在提多他是外邦人，他还没有受割礼。
So Titus was a Gentile who was not circumcised.
这时候保罗并没有勉强说你一定要受割礼。
But Paul did not force him to be circumcised.
那在这个地方，我们就看到有一个冲突，就是说我们读圣经的时候，好像说，哎，这样子好像跟保罗一般之前所做的好像也不太一样。
So here, we might see a conflict that this is different from what Paul has said before.
就是使徒行传第十六章。
Like in Acts chapter 16.
保罗在使徒行传十六章，他要把提摩太带出去一起传福音的时候，他做了这件事情。
In Acts chapter 16, when Paul wanted to bring Timothy out to preach,
十六章第一节，这是保罗第二次旅程的时候，来到了特庇到路士德。
In Acts chapter 16, verse 1, this is the second missionary journey of Paul. He came to Derbe and Lystra.
那在这里，他你看。有一个门徒叫做提摩太。
And there was a certain disciple named Timothy.
一样啊，他的父亲是希腊人，就是外邦人啊。
And his father was Greek or a Gentile.
所以他从小没有行割礼啊。
So he was not circumcised when he was young.
但是路斯德跟以哥念弟兄都称赞他。
But he was spoken well of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium.
那第三节保罗要带他出去，就是一起去传福音、做工啊。
In verse 3, Paul wanted to have him go on with him to preach.
只因那些地方的犹太人都知道他父亲是希利尼人，就给他行割礼了。
And he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek.
这里其实保罗带着提摩太要去传福音、
So Paul wanted to bring Timothy to preach.
他带他去做工，他要去传真理、
And they were going to preach the truth.
那现在提摩太跟着保罗，他就是要看，这个保罗是怎么样来解释主耶稣基督的福音的。
And Timothy was going to observe how Paul explained the gospel of Christ.
那事实上，因为是保罗他出外旅行，他去传福音的时候，他第一件事情，第一个传福音的据点，一定是先进到犹太人的会堂里面去的。
And when Paul's preaching, the first place he goes is usually the synagogue of the Jews.
那你要去犹太人的会堂，你今天如果是个外邦人，没有行割礼的，他不让你去的。
And if you are a uncircumcised Gentile, they will not allow you to go into these synagogues.
但是保罗他去犹太人会堂去传福音，他一定讲耶稣基督的复活。
But when Paul goes into the synagogues to preach, he definitely talks about the resurrection of Jesus.
他是去传讲主耶稣基督的救赎。
He preaches about the salvation of Jesus.
不是要去迎合犹太人所认为对的观点，不是去迎合去讨好犹太人的。
Oh, not to test the Jews.
就是说，他一定是要去让他们明白说，其实在基督里面，他那个救恩更好。
He wants them to understand that the salvation in Christ is better.
那现在提摩太作为他的同工，
So now Timothy is his co-worker.
要让这个工作能够顺利的推动，要去传给犹太人。
And in order for the work to go smoothly to preach to Jews.
所以他就说，对犹太人，我就先做犹太人。
So Paul says, to the Jews, I become a Jew.
啊，为了要得到犹太人。
In order to gain the Jews.
那对提摩太来说，
And for Timothy.
他行割礼，他没有什么困难。
It is not difficult for him to receive
circumcision. 他的母亲本来就是犹太人。
His mother was Jewish.
那所以他现在，为了要去跟保罗同工，他也愿意接受割礼。
And so to be a co-worker of Paul, now he had to receive circumcision.
那接下去我们就看到那个提摩太后来就成为保罗的接棒者了。
And we see that Timothy, he receives the baton from Paul.
好，那就继续做这个福音的使者啊。
He continues to be a messenger for the gospel.
那所以这里我们看到的就是保罗，他现在发现说行割礼对圣工有帮助，所以他就让提摩太行割礼的。
So because Paul saw that circumcising Timothy would benefit the gospel, then he circumcised Timothy.
好，所以他行割礼无妨啊，不是说，就是说他行割礼是有帮助的。
So there was a benefit to circumcising
Timothy. 但是如果不行割礼，他在工作上就有很大的阻碍。
But if he did not circumcise Timothy, this would be a great obstacle in his work.
他的重点就是要能够把这个福音传出去。
So his main goal was to preach the gospel.
要得到犹太人。
To gain the souls of the Jews.
让犹太人可以明白说主耶稣来释放我们。
So that the Jews could understand that Christ came to free us.
好了，在加太书二章的提多这件事情。
So in Galatians chapter 2, when it talks about Titus.
他们是要去跟耶路撒冷的教会报告说主是怎么样来在外邦人的当中工作，行神迹奇事，让他们接受福音的。
They were going to Jerusalem to report to the church there how there were many miracles and signs that happened among the Gentiles for Christ to bring them to salvation.
跟保罗一起去的是巴拿巴还有提多。
And Barnabas and Titus went with Paul.
巴拿巴是利未支派的，是好人，众人都称赞的。
Barnabas had a good reputation. He was a Levite.
他就是从小就是犹太人啊。
And he was Jewish since he was young.
行割礼没问题的。
There was no problem for him to be.
他是已经是被拯，他也是被拯救了主的门徒了。
And he was also saved and a disciple of Jesus.
但是提多是外邦，本来是外邦人。
But Titus had been a Gentile.
他说他是希利尼人。
He was Greek.
他从小没有行过割礼。
He was not circumcised.
但是他现在接受了耶稣基督了。
But now he received Christ.
那他本来没有这个习，没有这个这个生活里面没有这一项行割礼这一项。
And he circumcision was not a part of his life.
所以保罗就没有要求他要行割礼。
So Paul did not force him to be circumcised.
带着他一起到耶路撒冷去了。
But he went with Paul.
所以他们这两个人其实就是一个很好的见证人。
And these two people were very great witnesses.
他们都是主耶稣基督的门徒。
They are the disciples of Lord Jesus.
不管他是犹太人还是 外邦人都没关系的。
Whether they're Jewish or Greek, it doesn't matter.
所以保罗他所做的跟他所传的福音是一致的。
So the message that Paul preached and his actions were consistent.
但是这些假弟兄他们就在窥探，就是 在想要抓保罗他的把柄了。
But these false brethren wanted to find something to accuse Paul.
就是 要让本来在基督里面所得到的自由，在律法中被释放的这个恩典呢，重新就是要让人重新回到律法里面的束缚里面去。
They wanted to bring people back into the bondage of the law.
也就是说，当时候有一股势力，他们认为说律法很重要。
They believed that the law was very important.
那这股势力，我们就会发现说，从耶路撒冷开始，即使当时候连彼得他们都似乎妥协了。
And we see that even Peter had compromised.
那这个描述就是在第二章的第十一节。
And this is described in chapter 2, verse 11.
二章十一节，这是另外一个事件，不同时间发生的事。
This happened at a different time.
这个是后来，表示说这件事情过了以后，现在彼得就是基法，你看当时还有巴拿巴，还有其他犹太人的弟兄们。他们本来是在安提阿教会跟外邦一起吃饭的。
So there was Peter and also Barnabas was there, and previously they were eating with the Gentiles.
那等到当他从他说怕奉割礼的人，就是第十二节说从雅各那里来的人来了以后，哎，保罗、巴拿巴跟这些犹太弟兄们，他们就跟外邦人分开了，就不一起吃饭了。
So when certain men came from James, Peter withdrew and separated himself, so he no longer ate with the Gentiles.
是因为怕这些奉割礼的人呢、啊、
？Because he feared those who were of the circumcision.
那你就发现说，哦，这个这当时候这个强调说要守律法，要行割礼哈、哦，这些人的势力很庞大。
So these people who emphasized the law were very
很强势的，就是、他们认为说这件事很重要。
And they also believed greatly in this.
要一直让大家信耶稣人都这样做的。
Because they wanted everyone who believed in Jesus to do this.
那当时候保罗是在场啊。
And Paul was there.
好，那第十三节他说，其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随火装甲来了。
And verse 13 says, And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy.
这个装甲表示说戴一个面具。
This means that they were wearing a mask.
意思是说，哎，他们本来是跟外邦人一起吃饭，吃得好好的。
Before they were eating with the Gentiles.
其实我们现在如果看，我们现在教会有这个研经工具，你如果去读那个希腊文，它的那个时态哈，就是那个 tense， 它这里那个时态其实说明。当时候他们是在吃饭当中，正在吃饭当中的时候，突然分开的。
So if you use the Bible tool that we have in church today, if you look up the tense of the word eat, it is present tense, meaning that it was while they were eating that they separated.
那为这个当时候为什么他们犹太人他们不跟外邦一起吃饭呢
？So why didn't they eat with the Gentiles?
我们就外邦人、啊、他们当时候外邦人叫做外邦罪人呢、啊。
So they were Gentiles were considered sinners.
啊，那这个就是啊、在接下去的这些啊、我们看第十三节是不是十四节
？If we look at verse 14.
啊，这里有一个名词，我们这一段里面有一个外邦的罪人， oh. 外邦的罪人哈、啊。
It says Gentiles.
就是啊。我们应该是要读一下第，对不起哦，应该是要请大家看回来第前面的、那一节哈，外邦的罪人有没有？十几节，十五节对不对？十五节，我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人，其实本来没有这个的，是外邦罪人，外邦人叫做外邦罪人呢、啊。
So in verse 15 it says sinners of the Gentiles, but actually it means Gentile sinners.
就是说在犹太人眼中外邦人就是罪人。
So in the eyes of the Jews, Gentiles were sinners.
因为他那个没有行割礼，在神眼中看来是不洁净的。
because they had not been circumcised, so in the eyes of God, they would be unclean.
那当时候他们认为说这个救恩是专给犹太人的。
So they believed that salvation was for the Jews.
你既然不是亚伯拉罕的子孙，不是这个约里面有份的，都不能得救。
Because you are not a descendant of Abraham and you have nothing to do with the covenant, you cannot be saved.
那所以这个没有行割礼对他们来说，这个就是不洁净的人。
So uncircumcised people were considered unclean.
这是为什么彼得他初初要去哥林流家里面，是他很犹豫的。
And that is why Peter was worried when he went to the house of Cornelius.
加上去又跟外邦一起吃饭，那更不得了了。
So even more so when he was eating with the Gentiles.
外邦人吃东西不用管律法，说这个是洁净的食物可以吃，还不能吃吗？
Gentiles do not need to worry when they're eating what is clean or unclean.
所以外邦人随便都吃啊，没有限制啊。
They're not restricted in what they eat.
犹太人就不一样啊。
But it's different for Jews.
所以他吃的食物他们都不能够接受的。
So they could not accept the food that Gentiles were eating.
所以就当时候来说，在教会里面，那个犹太人的信徒跟外邦来信主的信徒，其实有很大的文化上的冲突的。
So actually,Jewish believers and Gentile believers had a different cultural.
如果没有真的明白在基督里面所得到的自由，很多事情生活上会有很多冲突。
If they did not truly understand the freedom that we have in Lord Jesus, then there would be many conflicts.
吃的食物就好了。
Even in what they eat.
你看他们说律法上可以洁净的食物，我们读过立位记，你就知道是规定的很清楚的。
When we read the book of Leviticus, we saw that it is clearly stated what is clean food and unclean.
那你现在如果要处理食物，这个洁净的食物，你如果用不洁净的器皿去煮，那也不能够吃。
And if you hold clean food in an unclean vessel, then you can also not eat it.
所以一般如果是严谨的犹太人，他们都不跟外边人一起吃饭。
So Orthodox Jews would not eat with Gentiles.
因为其实有时候不是说他歧视这个外邦人，而是因为他吃的外邦人所吃的食物，他是不能接受的。
And it might not be because they despise them, but because they cannot accept the food they're eating.
那本来雅各、巴拿巴这些主的门徒、使徒们，他们已经很习惯跟外邦人一起吃饭，没有关系，就是已经被释放了。
So James and Barnabas, they had already been freed, and they were used to eating with Gentiles.
可是现在当有这些强调律法人来了以后，他们害怕了，他们就主动跟外邦人分开，不跟他们一起吃饭。
But when those of the circumcision came, they actively separated themselves from the Gentiles and did not eat with them.
表示说，其实他们了解在基督里面，现在这个食物的问题已经解决了。
They already understood that in Christ this issue of food was resolved.
不管洁净不洁净都可以吃啊，没有关系啊。
Whether it is clean or unclean, you can eat it.
对彼得来说，主甚至用异象，用那个从天上来的那个布哈，里面装满了各种不同的走兽，然后天上的声音说：“起来，宰了吃。”
And for Peter, he saw a vision that a sheet.Came from heaven and it had different kinds of animals and a voice said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat."
那彼得说本来不行，我这个都从来没有吃过。
And Peter said, "I've never eaten anything
clean." 但是主跟他说，神所洁净的，你不可以把它当作不洁净啊。
But the Lord told him, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common."
所以保罗就接受了。
So Paul accepted.
所以保罗彼得就接受，他了解说，哦，主耶稣的意思是什么。
So.Peter accepted, and he understood what the Lord meant.
所以彼得他本来是很清楚主他所带来的这个福音是何等的宝贵。
So Peter understood how precious the gospel that Christ
brought was. 但是这个时候，彼得自己都动摇了。
But now Peter was shaken.
那彼得一动摇之后，连带就影响了好多人呢。
And when Peter was shaken, this influenced other people.
那这我们看到说，今天教会的领导人对真理的坚持非常重要。
So we see how important it is for leaders in the church to insist in the truth.
今天我们对在教会里面做带领人啊，如果我们对道理松动了，或者是我们对我们所坚持的真理啊不明白啊，会影响很多信徒的。
If leaders in the church are shaken in their faith or do not understand the truth, this can influence many believers.
因为大家都看彼得啊，彼得分开了，大家都跟他一起分开啊。
because everyone was looking at Peter, and when Peter separated himself, then everyone followed him.
那这个时候保罗就站出来讲话了。
And so he, now Paul spoke.
那保罗其实他有许多的道理，就是他的明白是从启示来的。
So many of Paul's understanding of the truth came by revelation.
他那个启示对当时候连彼得都觉得说很难，不是很容易明白。保罗所得到的启示，当时候连彼得都觉得说，哎，不是很容易明白啊。
Oh, so even some of the revelations that Paul received, Peter did not understand them.
这是彼得他年老的时候写彼得后书特别强调的。
And Peter mentioned this when he wrote the book of 2 Peter.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
We'll look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
第十五节，十六节。
Verse 16.
好，从第十五节读。
We'll start from verse 15.
彼得后书三章的第十五节说，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧写的信给你们。十六节。
16.
他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有些难明白的。那无学问不坚固的人强解如强解别的经书一样就自起沉沦。这段经文在说明保罗当时所得到的启示其实是属灵的奥秘，有时候甚至一般的信徒他 不知道说，诶，为什么保罗这样写这样讲。
So these verses describe how the revelations that Paul received were spiritual mysteries, and some believers didn't understand why he would speakspeak certain things.
那现在彼得特别强调说，哎，对保罗所写的这个信呢，你不要强解，就是难明白了，你不可以随便乱解了。
And Peter was saying, even if you do not understand, you shouldn't twist them.
那这个也就是从加拉太书一开始的时候，保罗他强调的，他所得到的启示，他现在是从主直接领受的，而不是别人教导他的，不是去跟那些。本来比他先做使徒人去学来的。
And Paul emphasized in the book of Galatians that these revelations he received from Christ, it wasn't that he learned them.
所以他才强调说，他今天做使徒的这样的一个职分，要去传福音给外邦人，这不是由于人，也不是借着人，而是从耶稣基督直接来的。
So he being an apostle to the Gentiles, it wasn't from men nor through men, but through Jesus Christ.
就是主特派他去。把这样的福音传给 外邦人
The Lord sent him to preach to Gentiles,
让他们可以得到自由
so that they can be freed.
从此可以脱离罪恶的辖制
and they can escape sin.
那就也不会去进入犹太人所一直以来、哦、好像被束缚住的那个律法里面去了
and they do not need to enter into the bondage of the law.
那另外他们又今天主的福音带来的效果就是我们甚至可以脱离这个世界所给我们这个引诱。
So the effect of the gospel of Christ is that we can escape from the temptations of this world.
我们看今天主耶稣基督的自由在哪里？
So where is the freedom of Christ in?
从加拉太书，他一直强调是律法里面的这个束缚，我们今天在基督里得到释放。
In Galatians, it tells us that through Christ we are freed from the law.
因为律法本身其实是有它的功用，就是在旧约时代，主耶稣还没有来以前。
So the law has its function, and it was during the time before Jesus came.
我们如果看第三章
，If we look at chapter three,
第二十三节
，verse 23.
第二十三节
，verse 23.
但这因信得救的理还未到以先，我们是被看守在律法之下。直劝到那将来的真道显明出来。
Verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed.
二十四节。
24.
这样，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
25.
25.
但因信得救的理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
26, 所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子了。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
27, 说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
28说，不分犹太人、希利尼人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一。
28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
29说，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯兰的后裔，是照应许承受产业的了。
29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
所以现在受洗归入基督的是属乎基督的人。
So those who are baptized into Christ, they belong to Christ.
那这个因信得救的道理还没有来到以前，就是主耶稣基督还没有出现以前，我们今天是被看守在律法底下。
So before faith came, before Christ Jesus came, we were under the law.
所以这个律法他说是训蒙的师父，这是要教导我们，保守我们，让我们知道说什么叫敬畏神的生活。
It says the law was our tutor, and the law taught us how to honor God in our lives.
但是等到这个真道显明出来，就是主耶稣基督来了，那这个律法 的那个功效就到此为止了。
But when faith came, when Lord Jesus came, then the work of the law was concluded.
接下来 就工作就归到耶稣基督身上去了。
And then,
我们接下来去就是在基督耶稣里面。
And then after that, we are in Christ.
你就不是在这个律法的这个教导底下。
You are no longer under the law.
而是要接受耶稣基督的教导。
But you must receive the teachings of Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣基督他是怎么救我们的？
So how did Jesus save us?
他所带的救恩是什么？
What is the salvation that he brought?
是圣经在第三章的二十二节说，圣经是把众人都圈在罪里面。
In chapter 3 verse 22 it says, But the scripture has confined all under sin.
那是所应许的因信耶稣基督都归给那信的人。
That the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
好，所以神其实他本来有应许的福气。
So God had this promise by faith.
他这个应许的福气就是亚伯拉罕会出现一个子孙，众人可以因他得福。
This promise was that through Abraham everyone would be blessed.
那这个特定的子孙，这个就是在接下去。第四章里面保罗特别强调的。
And this seed of Abraham was mentioned in chapter 4.
就是耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
那因为信耶稣基督，现在这个应许这些福气就归给信的人了。
And through believing in Jesus Christ, this promise is given to those who believe.
就是我们今天本来有罪的，现在主要接纳我们成为无罪的。
We who previously had sin, Lord Jesus will receive us and remiss our sin.
圣经里面说，在加太书跟罗马书强调这个因信称义到底什么意思？
So in Romans and Galatians, it talks about being justified by faith.
因信称义，称义表示说我们现在过去所犯的罪，我们有一些罪行，就是说我们有已经犯的那些罪的事实，现在。因着主耶稣基督宝血的救赎 被撤销了。
Being justified means that the sins we have previously committed through Jesus Christ, these are removed.
好，所以我们如果因为这个罪应该受刑罚，这个罪案如果撤销之后，你就没事吗？
So you are supposed to be punished for your sin, but if your sin is removed, then it is not a
problem. 好，撤销之后还要宣告无罪才可以啊。
And you must be considered righteous.
不是吗？所以现在在耶稣基督里面，我们成为无罪的人。
So in Christ Jesus, we become sinless.
过去所犯的错误，都因着主耶稣基督在十字架上的流血救赎，都一笔勾销。
Because Lord Jesus shed His blood on the cross, then all of our sins are remissed.
那我们现在成为无罪的人。
We become sinless.
不但是还无罪，现在还给你加一个身份，说你是一个义人。
And not only do we become sinless, but we have the status of a righteous person.
那这个义人不是说我们本来有什么好。
And being righteous doesn't mean we were any good.
神看我们是义人，是因为现在我们披戴了耶稣基督。
God considers us righteous because we have put on Christ.
是因为我们愿意接受耶稣的救赎，在他的宝血里面接受洗礼， 我们就披戴了耶稣基督了。
We're willing to receive His salvation and to receive baptism.
所以我们现在在神眼中的义人，是因着耶稣基督的缘故，不是因着我们自己。
So the righteous status that we have is not because of ourselves, but because of Lord Jesus.
所以我们要记住，我们今天是一个义人，事实上是因为有耶稣基督在我们身上才可能有的。
So we have to remember we can only be righteous because of Jesus.
那所以因信耶稣基督很重要啊。
So believing in Christ is very important.
那因信，因为信，所以愿意接受洗礼，我们现在就披戴了耶稣。
And because you believe, you're willing to receive baptism and you put on Christ.
所以现在这个披戴耶稣这个动作，如果以启示录来说，就是说我们穿上这件白衣了。
So this action of putting on Christ in the book of Revelation, it is putting on this white
garment. 那这件白衣要一直保持干净的。
And you need to keep these garments white.
要把一直把耶稣基督穿在身上。
You need to continue to put on Christ.
那进一步要把耶稣基督活出来才行。
And you need to live out Christ.
所以我们今天在耶稣里面得自由，就是我们已经离开了罪恶的这些罪的辖制。
So our freedom in Christ means that we have been freed from sin.
律法本来就是要让人可以解决罪的问题。
So the law was for people to resolve sin.
如果在基督里面罪得到解决，其实律法的功用已经成全出来了。
And if through Christ the problem of sin is resolved, then the law's function has already been completed.
所以在基督里面罪被释放，就是已经从罪律法里面的束缚被救出来。
So because Christ resolved our sin, we have also been freed from the law.
那进一步的，我们又从这个世界里面被分别出来。
We are also separated from the world.
所以我们就不再属这个世界。
So we no longer belong to the world.
我们就成为属基督耶稣的人。
We are people who belong to Christ.
所以主耶稣才会强调说，我们是活在这个世界，但是不属这个世界的。
So Jesus says we are in the world, but not of the world.
那这个叫做真自由。
And this is true freedom.
所以我们就不再跟随这个世界的潮流跟文化了。
So we do not follow the trends and the culture of the world.
这是为什么约翰福音第八章三十二节主耶稣这样说。
And that is why in John chapter
第八章
eight
三十二节
verse 32
主耶稣说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
Jesus says that the truth will set you free.
真理就是今天我们是因着耶稣基督而得救。
The truth is that through Christ we are saved.
我们的罪因着耶稣基督流血而得到洁净赦免。
Through the blood of Jesus, our sins are washed away.
我们的义人的身份是因为有耶稣基督在我们身上。
And our status of a righteous person is because we have Christ on us.
所以现在活着的不再是我们自己。
So we no longer live for ourselves.
而是耶稣基督在我们里面活着。
But Christ lives in us.
所以我们今天如果真的是属耶稣的人，
So if we are people who truly belong to Jesus,
我们就不再是为自己活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
我们也不是为了别人活着。
We don't live for others.
不是活在别人的眼光底下。
We don't live under the sight of others.
所以保罗才说，他今天在做神的工作，他不是要去取悦，要去讨别人的喜欢的。
So Paul says that in his service, he does not seek to please men.
他不是去营造自己的势力了，说哎，这些人是属我的。
And he does not try to gain followers for himself.
这是为什么保罗他有勇气啊。
And so Paul has courage.
他看到彼得这样做哈，他敢当面跟他指责说这样是错的。
When Paul saw what Peter did, he withstood him to his face.
因为他如果没有把这个错误指出来，这个整个教会有可能就跟随律法主义人在走了。
Because if Paul did not point out his wrong, then the believers could follow these people. Who emphasized the law?
因为似乎连彼得都挡不住啊。
Because even Peter was influenced.
但是神就兴起保罗哈，能够对抗这个异端呢、啊。
But God raised up Paul to counteract this heresy.
那神也给保罗启示。
And God also revealed to Paul.
让他看到那个真理的精髓啊。
To understand the truth.
Essence. 这是什么叫做因信称义啊？
To understand what it means to be justified by.
为什么信耶稣这么重要？
Why it is so important to believe in Christ?
那这个律法哈，它的功用已经过了。
because the work of the law has passed.
所以我们现在哈，行事为人不可以在这个律法的阴影底下去做事。
So we do not act under the law anymore.
那所以保罗哈，你看他在那以弗所书里，不是在加拉太书第二章里面，他这样说。
In Galatians chapter 2, Paul says.
哦，我们现在看二章第五节。
We'll look at chapter 2, verse 5.
二章第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
我们一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫真理福音的真理能存在你们中间。
To whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you.
这个福音的真理 是最重要的。
The truth of the gospel is the most important.
今天教会是因为有真理而建立起来的。
The church is established because of the truth.
所以今天呢，我们为什么说在基督里面呢？我们要好好的从圣灵的引导底下去查明真理，然后去坚持真理。
That's why we say we must insist in the truth.
有时候我们会想要去讨好人。
Sometimes we want to appease others.
但如果是跟真理有违背的，这个是做不得的。
But if it is against the truth, we cannot do this.
保罗说，连一刻的功夫都不可以允许啊。
Paul says you cannot yield submission even for an hour.
所以他不怕当时去得罪彼得了。
So he wasn't afraid of offending Peter.
当时其实如果以我们现在来说，彼得很没有面子啊。
If we consider, it was very shameful for Peter.
就是。
He didn't have any face.
对，没有脸，就是。当场被保罗这样子跟他修理一番。
He was rebuked by Paul on the spot.
因为保罗说什么？
What did Paul say?
我们如果看一下第十四节。
If we look at verse 14.
第十四二章第十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
这是他当众说的哦。
This is what he said.
你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？
If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews?
这些话是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是说你是犹太人，你现在跟着外邦一起吃饭，那个吃的东西有没有洁净都没有关系的，反正你就吃得很高兴了。
He said, you are a Jew and you're living in the manner of Gentiles. You're eating with the Gentiles.
所以现在不属于犹太人形式，就是你对吃的，对这些说什么洁净不洁净，你都无所谓了。
So whether it's clean or unclean does not matter.
那你怎么现在还要勉强外邦人来随犹太人呢？
But why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews?
意思是就是说，其实他因为看到有这些强调律法主义的人来了，所以彼得就不好意思起来了，他就干脆跟他们分开好了。
When Peter saw these people who emphasized the law, he separated himself.
勉强外邦人随犹太人，就是说，哎，这个东西不可以吃的哦，犹太人不能混合。
And compelling Gentiles to live as Jews means that a Gentiles and Jews couldn't mix because of what they ate.
那保罗自己说，保罗自己说，第十五节说，我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦罪人。
Paul says we who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles.
外邦就是罪人嘛，哈。
So Gentiles are sinners.
十六节。
16.
既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。连我们也信了耶稣基督，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified.
这句话保罗在以弗所书第二章第八节就讲，特别讲说我们得救是因信。不是因着行为。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, Paul says, "By grace you have been saved through faith."
好，所以我们没有一个人能够借着行律法而做到完全，让神称义的，要记住。
So no one can follow the law completely and be justified.
如果人可以因行律法称义，主耶稣就不用来了。
If people could be justified through the law, then Jesus did not have to come.
好，那所以呢，这个。主耶稣基督的这个恩典很重要，这个叫做让我们离开的罪了。
The grace of Christ is very important. He allowed us to depart from sin.
好，第十七节说，我们若求在基督里称义，却能救是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。
17. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not.
我们今天如果跟外邦人一起吃饭，我们现在因信称义已经被主耶稣基督释放了，我们现在如果跟外邦人一起吃饭就是犯罪的吗？我们如果没有遵行律法就是犯罪吗？
If today we are freed by Christ and we eat with Gentiles, does that make us sinners?
那主耶稣现在，所以对当时候律法主义人来说，你不遵守律法的，你就是犯罪，你就是罪人。
So people who emphasize the law said that if you do not keep the law, you are a sinner.
那所以我们今天如果跟随主耶稣基督，难道主耶稣是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。
So we who follow Christ, does that make Christ a minister of sin?
不是主耶稣叫我们说你们就去违反律法吧。
Jesus did not tell us to break the law.
事实上是主耶稣已经成全了律法了。
Christ has fulfilled the law.
在基督里面，我们现在都被称义，成为义人哦。
In Christ, we are justified.
这个律法的功用已经结束。
The work of the law has been completed.
所以保罗说：“我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，他说我就是一个罪人。”
So Paul says, "For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor."
表示说，他如果改变了他对所信的，如果动摇，又回去到原来那个旧的路线去。
That means if he is shaken in what he believes and returns to the old way,
那他就是一个罪人。
That he is a transgressor.
他就应该被咒诅的。
He will be cursed.
这也是为什么第一章里面他特别强调。
That is why in chapter 1 he says.
当时候有人在传不同的福音。
At the time, people were preaching a different gospel.
这些不同的福音，所谓别的福音，事实上不是真正的福音，是要把人重新抓到律法里面的束缚里面去当罪人。
And the gospel that was being preached was not the true gospel. Wanted to bring people back to the law.
所以保罗说，如果传不一样的福音，跟他原先所传的这个因信称义的道理不一样，是应该被咒诅。
So Paul said, if anyone preaches any other gospel, this a gospel of justification,
包括他自己本身
let him be accursed, even Paul himself.
所以他自己非常坚持真理啊。
So Paul, he insisted in the truth.
啊，今天我们在基督里面真的是无罪一身轻啊。
In Christ, we have no sin and no burdens.
哦，今天很多时候很世界上的东西，都是一直需要拥有，有越多越好。
In the world, people want to have as much as they can.
但是如果在基督里面，其实很多东西我们原来有的重担哦，都一一的被卸下了，都没有了。
But in Christ, our burdens are removed one by one.
我们现在罪里面罪的这个重担被卸下去了。
And the burden of sin has also been removed.
我们因为犯罪，我们不义，有了这个债，我们因为犯罪就成为欠债的人。这个没有债，我们现在无债一身轻，就是罪债都被还清，我们现在很轻松。
Because sin is a debt, today we don't have any debt, and we are burdenless.
所以在基督里面真的是自由的。
So in Christ we are truly free.
啊，没有重担。
We don't have any
没有罪的重担。
We don't have the burden of sin.
没有律法的重担。
We don't have the burden of the law.
没有世界上的这些诱惑所带来给我们的忧虑这种重担。
Or the worries that come from the temptations of the world.
这一切都在基督耶稣啊，他为我们钉在各个他山上所成就的。
All of these have been done for us when Christ was crucified at Golgotha.
我们来唱诗369首。
Let's sing hymn 369.